JIYC Audio Productions presents Calling All Witnesses, narrated by Abu Adnan Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to another lecture to lead us to Shahr Ramadan inshaAllah, to the month of Ramadan. I want to talk to you today about some things sometimes we are heedless of. Things that we do not pay attention at times of. Not because we do not know that they do not exist. No, we know they exist and we know they are there and it is part of our aqidah, our creed to believe in them. But sometimes we do not, the shaitan casts cover over us and over our mind and over our heart so we can remember and know that they exist. As one of us sometimes will eat a beautiful meal, a glass of nice cold water in a hot summer day, and does not appreciate the value of this ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him of, and we do it so repeatedly that it becomes like a habit, and then we forget that this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes some people in different parts of the world, they would do anything to get a glass of water like this. Now, my brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, part of His justice, His infinite justice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, will call witnesses to witness for you or against you. Not because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not acquainted of everything. No, this is not the case. Because of the ultimate justice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want to present to all mankind and to the angels, that on that day no one is misjudged or no one is oppressed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide us with witnesses. As a judge in a court sometimes, and of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the highest of example. He could see that this person is a guilty person. He could see it in his eyes, but he still continue bringing the witnesses so the justice can prevail and the guilty will be guilty with no way to say I'm not guilty and the innocent is innocent. And that's what happens on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call these witnesses. And I want to talk to you about four witnesses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call them to stand in front of us on the day of judgment. The first one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Az-Zalzalah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. When the earth is shaken with its final earthquake, and when the earth throws out its burdens, and men will say, what is the matter with it? That day it will declare its information because your Lord inspired it. Now the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us the verse يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that أَخْبَارَهَا, it's information that it witnesses for or against every male and every female what they have practiced and committed and done over it. So the earth would say, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تقول عملت كذا وكذا, you've done this and this. يوم كذا وكذا, on that day and this day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فهذه أخبارها. This is its information. This is its information. When the earth brings out all this news and information, what people have practiced, what people have committed, on its face. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. My brothers and sisters in Islam, know and remember, and a lot of the times we are heedless of this. We'll be driving our car going to a place where haram and disobedience is committed, and we go to take part of it. We forget that the earth one day would say, this person drove over me a car, so he can go and disobey Allah over me. And sometimes a person would practice the haram on the face of the earth, like walking to a places which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, like going for no reason to the markets where you mingle and mix with people, with men and women, for no reason. What do you need to be there? And the sister that wears the high heels and wear the best of makeup and the shorter dresses and walk on this earth, she forgets that the earth going to witness against her on the day of judgment. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Have you felt that this earth going to witness against you on a day that is longer than 50,000 years, that is equal to 50,000 years? Look at the Fudayl ibn Iyad, one of our righteous predecessors. He was a highway robber in modern day term. So he used to hide between the mountains, and when a caravan goes by, he used to attack it and rob everything that is in it. And one day, Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, he was climbing on a fence to jump at night, and he heard someone reciting the Quran, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Hasn't the ones, isn't it the time for the ones, isn't it the time for the ones who have believes that their hearts will be humbled to Allah, to the remembrance of Allah, to the Quran, and what Allah has revealed from the truth? Then Al-Fudayl here stood back a second. So subhanAllah, the Quran affected his heart. He stood back and said, yes, O my Lord. Bala ya Rabbi qad an. Yes, my Lord, it is the time now. And then he went back. On his way back, he found a group of people sitting and they are talking to each other. One of them would say, let's pack up our clothes and leave. And the other would say, no, let us stay. So they debating amongst each other. He heard one of them say, we'll wait until the morning. If the Fudayl comes, he will steal everything of us. Then he stood back and thought and started to think and said, subhanallah, I go at night, I walk on this earth at night to go rob people and commit mischief. And these people of the Muslims, they fear me. Wallahi, he said, I don't see that Allah sent me to them except so I can stop. I can stop doing what I am doing. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me enough time, I will go back to Mecca. I will go to Mecca near the Kaaba and I stay there for the rest of my life until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes my soul. So he wanted to leave that earth that he committed sin on to a different earth where it can witness for him that he done good. And from this, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we know some of the scholars, they say it is best to pray, yani if you prayed the obligatory salat in one place, to play the sunnah on another place, so that earth can witness for you. So that earth can witness for you. And if the masjid is very close to your house, walk. Why? Because this earth will witness for you. And as our scholars, they said about some of the wisdoms, why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Salatul Eid, he would walk on a different path going back to the Medina after he prays outside in the open. He comes back to the Medina, he comes back with a different path. One of the wisdoms, the ulama, they said that this earth would witness for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah al-Azim. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, when we want to go somewhere, let us think. Is it going to be for us? Or going to be against us? If we are vigilant of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the earth witness for you. And don't forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتَ يُذْهِبْنَا السَّيِّئَاتِ. That the good deeds will wave away and will erase, will expiate evil deeds. So if you walked somewhere to a sister's house or to a brother's house to practice Islam, the ghiba, and to commit haram, go walk on the same earth and go to his house and give them da'wah. Call them to Islam and tell them, now I have repented. And I think we all should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe this earth, instead of witnessing against you, will witness for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah al-Azim. As for the second witness, the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent angels to write down everything we do, so that everything is recorded. So on a day of judgment, you do not say that, no, this earth is lying, or such and such a person is lying. No, this time we have things written accurately, better than any computer in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Infitar, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And we have appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch you. They are honorable and they write down what you do. And they know also what you do. So they write down everything, kiraman katibin. They are honorable and they write everything. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a wisdom why He called them honorable. Because the honorable do not lie. The honorables do not lie. So they are writing everything that we do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His mercy, He made the angel that writes the good deeds, that writes the good deeds, in charge of the angel that write the evil deeds. So you can have enough time to repent if you have done something wrong. And this way it would not be written against you. It'll be written, inshallah, as a repentance for you. And those evil deeds, would they be expiated from this book? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wants to, and you have a sincere repentance, will expiate all that from your book, and then you'll be presented on the day of judgment with no sins in that book, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in Surah Az-Zukhruf, verse 80, أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّ لَا نَسْمَعُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ بَلَا وَرُسُلُنَا لَدَيْهِمْ يَكْتُبُونَ. And do they think that we do not hear their secrets and their private conversation? No, indeed, our messengers, here it means the angels, they are with them recording everything. So this brother and sister who delayed the salat, maybe some time until the time is over, that the salat time is finished, lapsed, he thinks that there is no one writing this against him, no one recording this, it's just going to go like this, that the brother and sister, that a brother and sister who is busy talking on the phone, in idle talk, in nothing but rubbish, just on the phone, wasting his or her time, on the phone talking to someone about nothing, things which are worthless, and delays the salat, does he think that the angels haven't written this down? Remember that Allah subhanahu is going to bring you on the day of judgment, and from nowhere, the book will be presented in front of you. The book will be presented in front of you. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ. And we have fastened every man's deeds to his neck. Subhanallah. يعني you come out from your grave on that day with the book is in your neck, fastened to your neck. This is your book of record. This is your book of deeds. وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And on the day of resurrection, we should bring out for him, a book, يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا, which he will find wide open. Subhanallah. Isn't it enough, O Allah, the earth going to witness against us? No, that's not enough. Everything is recorded, every little thing and every major thing, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. He said, and every person, every one of us would has to read his own book, as Allah said, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. It will be said to him, read your book. Yourself, you are sufficient as a reckoner against you this day. On that day, you read your own book. Take it, read it. And I want you to imagine that if you're studying in a college and you get the results with you after you finish the whole year studying, and then you get the results. Subhanallah. If you've got A+, or let's say 99 or 95%, then you take this book of record, you take this report, and you want to show it to every single member of your family. You're so happy. Your hard work, it paid. You got a good result. But imagine if you have done nothing and studied nothing, and you got a 0 or 5% or 30% or a worthless number. You are too shy. You want to turn it. You don't want to even read it. But here you'll be commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اقرأ كتابك. Read your own book. Read your own deeds, what you have done. Read what you have done all your life. You'd look at the book and you say, Subhanallah, have I really done this? أحصاه الله ونسوه. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in another verse that Allah, He enumerated it. He has recorded it, all of it, and you've forgotten about it. How many, my brothers and sisters in Islam, how many sins we've done and we forgot that we've done those sins. How many sins we've done and we have forgotten these sins. But Allah never forgets these sins. The angels that already recorded them. So we have to reflect in our life, what have we done wrong? And we try to get that sin expiated or to repent from it with a sincere repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ. And the book is presented. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. And you will see the criminals, the sinners, the wrongdoers, the polytheists, feeling fearful and sorry from what is in this book. They will say, يَا وَيْلَنَا يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَ إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Woe to us. Woe to us. This book hasn't left a little thing or a great thing except recorded it. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Islam, it is a dangerous situation and a dangerous moment. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And they have found what they have done in front of them, presented. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Indeed, your Lord does not oppress anyone. What does it mean, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ? What is ظُلُم? What is ظُلُم? What do we mean with ظُلُم? A ظُلُم, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is to put something where it does not belong. Yes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not put any deed or anything where it does not belong. To the meaning, He would not add anything in your book. Or He would not add anything that it is not supposed to be there. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Islam. So Allah would not going to put you sins that you didn't commit. The angels, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, they are honorable. So we need to take heed of this, my brothers and sisters in Islam. We also need to pay attention to what we really do and say. Because we know, if we remember at all times, that there is angels recording what we say, then we be careful what we say. It has been narrated that Imam Ahmad was on his deathbed, ill and sick. Students came. He heard him saying, as you'd say, from pain. He said to him, Imam, is this going to be written in your book of good deeds or evil deeds? Imam Ahmad said, I don't know. Then he stopped saying because he did not know where it's going to go, here or there. Subhanallah al-Azim. This is the example of our predecessors, how they watch every word they say because they know. The issue, it's not that simple. It is recorded. I want you also to imagine yourself. If you are investigated by the police and there is two policemen sitting there, or detectives writing down a statement of everything that you say. And as you know, it's going to be used for you or against you. And anything you say, as they say, it could be used against you in a court of law. Anything that you say, it could be used against you in a court of law. What would you say straight away? I want a solicitor. I want an attorney. I cannot go. I'm not going to say anything. Why? Why would you say this? Because you're fearing to say something wrong. And then it's recorded by the police and used against you in the court. And you might face jail. And maybe you never meant what you meant. That's why you call for a solicitor so he can speak on your behalf. How about us? And the greatest of judges is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just stand and we say things, blah, 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 blah. And someone is recording and we are heedless of this record, subhanallah al-azim. La ilaha illallah. Now, the third of the witnesses, it is the limbs. La ilaha illallah. After the earth have witnessed and after the books that when we come out of our grave, it's presented. No, this is not. There is more. There is more, my brothers and sisters in Islam. There is the limbs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yasin, الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Today, we will seal their mouths. The mouth is sealed. And the limbs going to talk. So there is no more talking from you. You cannot talk anymore. Now it is your limbs going to talk. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. And your hand would speak. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. And the legs would witness. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. With what their hands have earned. Yani imagine this. You're standing. Your mouth you cannot open and talk. Then the hands would say, I have stole such and such on that day from that person. La ilaha illallah. I have taken something haram. I have put my hand in the hand of a woman which is not halal for me. I have shaken a hand of a woman that is not halal for me. My legs walked to somewhere, someplace haram. La ilaha illallah. That hand would talk. Yes, that hand would talk and would say everything. I have picked up a cigarette and smoked a cigarette on such and such a day. I have picked up the remote control and changed to the channel to a place which is haram. And to watch something which Allah prohibited. My fingers have typed on the internet a website that Allah has prohibited me from looking at it. And so on, the sins that the hand has committed. All these sins, your hands going to witness either for you or against you. Look at the person what the hand would say. My owner or this person has picked up the Quran and read on such a day. That hand defended Muslims. That hand have done righteous deeds. Gave away sadaqah. That gave away sadaqah that the left hand did not know what the right hand has spent in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Compare between the two, my brothers and sisters in Islam. You'll see, subhanallah al-azim, there is a big difference between the two. Either this hand going to witness for you or against you. That leg you walked with it to the haram. It is also different than the leg that you walked with it to the halal place and to what Allah has commanded you to do. Remember when we explained dhulm just a couple of minutes ago, we said dhulm is to put something where it doesn't belong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you those limbs so you can practice with them things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Yani if we only reflect on the salat, you'll see subhanallah, the salat, we use every single limb that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us inside the salat. We use our toes, our fingers, our hand, our legs, our head, our back. Everything we use it when we are praying. Then you're not putting it in a place where it doesn't belong. That's why it is not dhulm. And that's why it is a worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, we have to remember that these limbs don't belong to us. One would not take a knife and say, I feel like cutting my hand off today. Why? Because it does not belong to you. Allah gave it to you. So use it where Allah is pleased. Don't make it enemy against you on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fussilat, وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Yani the people would say, to their skin, to their own skin, why do you testify against us? Subhanallah al-azim. Even the skin will witness. Because if this skin was touched through a haram way, it is going to witness against you. If this skin that Allah ordered you to cover and you expose it, then it's going to witness against you. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And this is what we need to take heed of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, he said, when the people get frustrated and say, why do you testify against me? I have been giving you pleasure all my life. I was giving you things that you always want me to do. They would say, قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون. They will say, Allah has caused us to speak. He causes all things to speak. And He created you the first time. And to Him you are made to return. لا إله إلا الله. And we think, سبحان الله العظيم, that even our limbs and skin would not witness. I just sometimes I wonder, some of my brothers in Islam, they would stand gazing at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. They would go to the beaches and to places where Allah prohibited just to perv at the women and look at the girls and gain and attain haram. They forgot that those eyes going to be witness against them on the day of judgment. Those eyes that going to be burned in hellfire, wal-iyadu billah, from gazing at the haram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. It amazes me how a brother and a sister in Islam can allow themselves, can allow their ears to listen to rubbish, to music and evil music, and watch all these dirty, filthy film clips. And they forgot that this ear, Allah gave it to you so you can use it in lawful means, in halal, so you can enter Jannah on the day of judgment. That ear will disown you and will be a witness against you, wal-iyadu billah. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Islam, that what we sometimes miss and we forget, and we forget there's witnesses. And this is just a reminder to remember that it is not that simple. It is not that simple that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, He appointed witnesses for you or against you. Now, the last of witnesses, number four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would witness, and He is the ultimate witness, subhanallah. One of His names, subhanallah al-azim, al-shaheed. One of His names, beautiful names, al-shaheed. And He would witness over everything. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ أَوَلَمْ يَكْفِ بِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Is it not sufficient in regard to your Lord that He is witness over everything? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is hidden nor concealed from Him in the heavens and on the earth. And Allah also said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you with His attributes, with His seeing and knowledge and hearing, anywhere you are. And also even that thought in your head or that feeling just inside your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows it. Wallahu ya'lamu ma fi qulubikum. And Allah knows what is in your hearts. And of course, because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some things in the heart and some things in the mind, ideas that comes to our mind, Allah would not judge us for it until you practice it, then you are judged for it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is a witness over everything. And this brother and this sister who are doing haram and practicing the haram should repent and should go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because know that Allah can see everything. As one teacher, he tested his students, and they are young students, and he gave to every one of them a little bird. And he said to them, go and run and hide whatever you can hide and kill this bird. I don't want to see you. The students sort of felt sorry for the birds, but the teacher ordered them. So they ran and hid. Except one student, he came back crying. He said, Oh my teacher, if I am hiding from you and from the rest of my brothers, where do I hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where can I hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He sees me that I have killed an innocent bird for no reason? For no reason whatsoever. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the issue is not that simple. The issue is not that simple. And the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. We need to take that step. We need to take that step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so we can attain the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can expiate all our evil deeds. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to also narrate this hadith for you, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 143, وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. Thus we have made you the true Muslims, real believers of Islamic monotheism, true followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah, a just and the best of nation, that you be witnesses over mankind, and the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam be a witness over you. What does this verse mean? It is explained in a beautiful hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers the people, the slaves, on the day of judgment, the first one to be called is Israfil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, will say to Israfil, "What have you done with my message, with my covenant? Did you deliver ahdi? Did you deliver that covenant?" Fayaqul, he would say, "Yes, O my Lord, I did deliver it to Jibreel alayhim as-salam." Then Jibreel is called. He would be asked, "Has Israfil delivered the message to you?" He would say, "Yes, O my Lord, he has delivered it to me." Then Israfil will be let go and will be said to Jibreel, "Did you deliver the message, O Jibreel?" Jibreel would say, "Yes, I have delivered the message to the messengers." Then the messengers will be called forward and will be asked, "Has Jibreel delivered the message for you?" They would reply, "Yes, our Lord." Then Jibreel will be let go. Then the messengers would be asked, the messengers including Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they would be asked, "What have you done with my message?" They would say, "We have delivered the message to our nations." Then all the nations would be called and they would be asked, "Have the messengers delivered the message?" Here, some of them would say yes, and some of them will belie the messengers and they would say no, the message was not delivered. Then the messengers would say, "Here, some people are saying yes and some people are saying no, but we did do our duty and we have witnesses to witness that we have delivered it." Here, they would say, "We have those witnesses. They will witness for us and that we have delivered the message." And Allah would say to them, "Who are they? Where are these witnesses?" They would reply, "The nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam." May Allah keep us on the path of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then the nation of Muhammad, all of us will be called to witness. And they would say, "Do you testify that my messengers, those have delivered the message to whom they were sent for?" They would say, "Yes, O our Lord." They would say, "Yes, O our Lord, indeed they have delivered the message." Then the nations would say, yani different nations, yani the nation of Nuh, the nation of Musa, the nation of Isa, they would reply and say, "How can they testify where they haven't lived with us? They haven't seen us. They don't know who we are." The Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, "Yes, O Ummat Muhammad. Yes, O the nation of Muhammad. How can you testify and some on something that you haven't seen?" They would say, "O Allah, you have sent to us a messenger and you have sent down to us your message and your book, and you told us inside this book the stories how every messenger has delivered the message. Then we would witness of what you have sent down to us." The Lord would say, "Sadaqu, sadaqu, they are truthful, they are truthful." And this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونَ رَسُولُ شَهِيدًا عَلَيْكُمْ. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك، نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.
GIYC Global Islamic Youth Center caters for the physical, social, and religious needs of the community with a focus on our youth. The daily running of GIYC is done on a voluntary basis and relies on your support. For more information or to donate, please visit our website at www.giyc.com.au. We are located at 265 George Street, Liverpool. Assalamu alaikum.